This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Welcome back. Mike Max sitting in 3-6 for Paul and Jorah. News Talk 830 WCCO, your home to the Minnesota Twins. Yankees tonight. Hey, Mike, it's a text. Give a shout out to the Orono High School tennis team for winning the state championship title. They did yesterday. Boys tennis team beat Edina, perennial champion. So congratulations to them. St. Paul Academy won the Class A. You know, this world really has screwed up, isn't it? I see. So Brett Kavanaugh, Chief Justice Kavanaugh, has an assassination threat against him. And after that, what do people do? They go over and protest in front of his house. What are they protesting? I mean, they tried to assassinate him at his house, and then people come and protest. What are you protesting? If the guy just survived an apparent or a thwarted assassination attempt, what do you come and protest after that? You think that him living there puts neighbors in danger or something because he's a chief justice? I don't know. But that's how screwed up we are right now as a world, I guess. Or do they just figure out what his address is and they always wanted to protest something and they saw the hearings, you know? And so they go over there and hold up signs or something. I don't know. 651-461-9226 if you want to participate. I will say this, you know, they're working on a gun control bill, and I own a lot of guns. I do. I own a lot of shotguns for hunting and all those things. You ever want to see one, just break into my house. No. I have no idea, and I'm asking this question because I've had this conversation with people. I have no idea why we do have semi-automatic weapons that people can buy. I've thought this through many times. I'm going, is there something I'm not seeing here? Why on earth would we even offer that? Why would we offer semi-automatic weapons? Why would we offer weapons that can shoot 30 rounds, 40 rounds, the things that we see and become akin with the shootings at school? But above and beyond that, why would we ever need? I mean, it would be a very unusual self-defense that you would need to be able to fire that many rounds that rapidly. And I don't understand why we can't ban them, I guess, is what I'm saying. I don't understand that. Is there a value out there that I don't see when you're trying to fight this? Is there a value? And I do believe, and I had this conversation last night. I sat out on the streets of Minneapolis with some people that, let's just say, know the underworld better than I do. And the number of guns that, I mean, the number of times that when they arrest somebody that has a gun, the percentages of times that gun is listed in their name are, I mean, it's astounding. Usually it's stolen or it's purchased illegally. That doesn't make sense to me, though, that we need semi-automatic weapons. That just doesn't. And I don't see the value in it. I don't see what it is. I don't know what the other side is arguing that says, yeah, we really need to have weapons like this. I don't get it. And I do think that we need to focus much more on how easy it is to get weapons illegally. and to get clips put on so that you can turn a pistol into 30 rounds in a heartbeat, because that's out there. Now, Reg Chapman did a great story on Channel 4, how easy it is for young people, 14, 15-year-olds, to get it. It's disheartening when you hear the facts from the people that work. I mean, some of the stuff that I heard last night, I'm just sitting with the people, right? The people that know, because these are people that they've done time and now they're good guys. They're trying to volunteer and get their life right. And so I'm asking them questions, all these questions that I have about how does this work? And what happened? They're telling me about a bus stop. They said right now, if we go over there, there'll be 30 people standing at the bus stop and 25 of them won't be doing drug deals. I said, you gotta be kidding me. They said, no. I don't get it. You know, I like to hunt a lot, but I would never need, I need a shotgun. I don't need 30 rounds. So I don't get that part of it, but maybe I'm missing something. You can shoot 3 shells, and if you take the plug out, if you go pheasant hunting, upland game hunting, it holds 5 shells to hunt, and that's about the maximum you need. But I don't understand why we need rapid fire and we need semi-automatic weapons. I don't know. 651-461-9226. I don't get either one of those things. Here's one, talking about Kavanaugh. Mike, are you nuts? They're protesting the upcoming abortion decision. Get with it, man. Okay. So why did that come after the assassination? I mean, is that coincidence? Is it commonplace that they go to a Supreme Court, judge's house and protest? Maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe it's common that they go out if they don't like a decision and they protest in front of their house. Maybe I'm not with it. This just struck me as strange. I didn't know. Maybe that's the way they do business out there. Maybe you go protest in front of, you know, if somebody makes a decision you don't like, you go protest for the rest. I don't know. So maybe you people are enlightening me. Mike, I think a person could possibly get a special license for an automatic weapon and plead their case when they need to shoot feral pigs. That's tough. Well, that's different. If you've ever seen that, it can be problematic. Other than that, no, you don't need one. I don't understand where there would be a need or why anybody would fight a bill like that would ban semi-automatic weapons. I keep thinking, am I missing something? Am I this naive to this whole thing? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. And why do you protest at a Supreme Court, judge's home? Is that going over the line, or is that just me? Couldn't you protest outside the judge quarters or their offices, whatever they call them? If you want to make a point, do you have to go to their house? Maybe that's just me. 651-461-9226. Text us, call us if you like. When we come back, Todd Walker will tell us what's going on in your town a lot this weekend. Stay with us. Welcome back. Lots of texts coming in on the Kavanaugh Institute protesting in front of his house. And the guns, automatic. Somebody say semi-automatic is a shotgun. Is that right? Because you can hold more than one shell. I don't even know, but I just know how my guns work. And then it says it's not illegal to do what Kavanaugh does. You need to protest it because you need to make people uncomfortable and you need to do extreme things to do that. I understand you can do that. I just think you're a bonehead for doing it. I think there are better ways to do it. You say it's their right. It's legal. Yeah, it's, and I have a right to say that I think you're a bonehead to do it. Give me a break. They got neighbors, they got kids, they got all those things. And I don't care what your issue is. In my opinion, do it a different way. Joining us now, the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, Todd Walker. Todd, how are you? I haven't talked to you for a while.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm just right there with you. A big bonehead. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is crazy. This is crazy. Yeah, it's my opinion, and I know we're supposed to be pretty selective how we share our opinions on in the media, but come on. I'm right there with you, Maxie. I mean,
thank
come
you.
On.
Thank you.
God.
Can you text me? Because this will show up on my on the text line well for me, and I'm not doing well on the text line today. So just text the CCO and say that, okay? Because that'll help me. Because when the bosses look at it, they'll say, gee, Max pissed him off again. He doesn't look like he has many people on his side. So if you could, you know, we get done here. You don't have to do it right now, you know? David, you might want to fire up a couple of those yourself if you could. Yeah.
Heck yeah. I'd be right there with you.
Let's talk about some of the fun stuff, like Rock the Garden at Walker Art Center, which is not named after you, but it could be.
Well, let's just say it is. Yeah. Let's just trick the listeners a little bit today. Yeah, so my namesake, the Walker Art Center, we're doing Rock the Garden 2022. And, of course, this, like everything, was put on hold for a while. And so it's kind of fun to see that it's coming back, and it is happening on Saturday. I'm going to be heading down there myself, actually, meeting some friends. It's the $84 for general admission, but I'm
$84. What do you get?
I know. But a media friend of mine has an extra ticket from one of the magazines. So I was like,
but let's just say you're paying the going rate. What do you get for the $84?
Well, take a look at that lineup and tell me if there's one group on here that you've heard of. I got to tell you, I'm not that old. You're not that old. No. We're right around the same age. But look at this. Is there any of them that come on? Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats.
Yep.
That's the co-headliner. Do you know them?
The Night Sweats. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Sleater and Kinney. Sleater Kinney.
Caught them at Glencoe Playmore Ballroom, I think, back in 88.
Okay. I don't know if they were born in 88. Okay, and then we've got Lowe, and we've got DM Funk, Bobino, and Divide and Dissolve.
So it's Bombino, though, like Babe Ruth, right?
Yes, that's it. Bombino, I know. So anyway, so that's the lineup. We're just glad that it's back. It looks like there might be a little rain in the forecast, but the Walker Art Center does a great job with this show. And in the past, I've gone actually in the rain, and it just kind of brings out some really great people watching. But yeah, this is kind of a music-filled weekend because at US Bank Stadium, we've got Eric Church.
Yes, so the church will be open.
Yes, you know Eric Church, though. I know that.
Yes.
But he is, he's a 10-time.
Well, he's only $95. I'm going Eric Church for $95, $84 for the, Eric Church seems like a bargain.
I know, I agree with you. But a bargain to me is a comp ticket, I guess.
Me too. It's called free,
Yeah, exactly. So US Bank Stadium, Eric Church, that is happening on Saturday. Doors open at 5 o'clock. And this guy's a big star, man. I mean, a 10-time Grammy, as I said. Yeah. CMA Entertainer of the Year, so I'm sure he's going to put on a great show. So that's definitely happening, and I've got some other hot ones on there.
Well, the State Fairgrounds, we were talking about the State Fair. We really don't know what the State Fair is going to look like, and as David pointed out, probably because they don't want to, they don't want to announce it now, and COVID changes everything. But they do have an event coming up this weekend.
Yes, okay, this I have gone to in the past. It's a lot of fun. It's a smaller, they have all these beer festivals all around the Twin Cities. This one's just smaller, and it's more contained, and it's one of the, I think it's in the Ag Building, and, it's inexpensive. Tickets start at $15, but last year when I went, or the year before, they had, like, polka dancers in the middle. People are dressed in their traditional garb for the, like a German
garb. Oh, if it's in the Ag Building, they probably got Pig's Eye beer.
Pigs. Clever there. Good job. Yeah, so that's happening out at the fairgrounds. And now the next one up here, have you ever been to Northern Sparks Festival?
I have not. In fact, I've never heard of it.
All right, so Northern Sparks has been going on for a while. Now, when it first started, I'm going to say back maybe 8 years ago or so, it was a two-day festival, and it seriously went all night long. So, I mean, I went with some friends because I actually was covering it for Fox, and I got footage like at 4 a.m. So they've changed it a little bit, but it's like, seriously, there's activations of different events and really kind of avant-garde creative events that go on at multiple different locations. And this year they've moved it to University Avenue and downtown St. Paul.
Okay. I don't want to interrupt you there, Todd, but the last time I was in that area, and maybe it's changed, but the road construction was awful. I mean, you were twisting and turning and trying to find the Wild Playoffs. Was probably the last time I was over there, but I got stuck over there one other time. And do check, because the construction was awful right in that area.
But you know what? The road construction is just terrible every place. I'm actually just pulled over. I'm on my scooter. I'm a big scooter driver.
Yep.
And I'm in this parking lot of McGovern's Tavern on 7th Street right now. That's
nice area,
Yeah, and but there's the reason I had to pull over is because, like, I'm not going to make it to another destination in a good time, and I'm going to be on my scooter because there's so much road construction.
Oh, they got on West 7th, too, huh, now?
Oh, yeah.
It's I was at Cassettas the other day eating, Bill Cassetta was there, and I got some pastries to go. I'm telling you, Todd, it's like a must. You know this.
Oh,
Every once in a while, you just got to do Cassettas, right?
I'm a regular. I absolutely love Cassettas. I love their new upstairs bar that they have.
Boy, and their bakery. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, it's great. And I mean, the Cassetta family. I mean, they're just nice people.
Yeah.
And being a Saint, born and raised Saint Paul kid, you got to support places like that.
You know what they did?
He
gave me a big box of pastries and put a ribbon around it, and he said, "Take this back to the newsroom." And I brought it back to Frank and Amelia, and I go, "You know, sometimes I like to do nice things for my friends and just buy things for them." And I saw this, I said, "I think Frank and Amelia would like this," and so I bought it.
Oh.
For them. And then they opened it,
and they do.
And they didn't know it was free, but yeah.
You're right, but I hope that you didn't tell them it was free. Yeah, just being a
No. I just thought of you guys, and I like to do nice things for my friends. And they looked
and
at me like,
freebie from
me.
Yeah. Let's get
through them all. German Days.
Okay, German Days. This is happening at the Germanic American Institute right on Summit Avenue, and this really is a fun festival. I'm sure I'll be there this weekend. And they have music, they have dancing, they have the little wiener dogs that run around and do little races. And they have the authentic German beer, they have brats. People really do dress up for this event in the Lederhosen and the whole bit. And you sit on the yard right out there on Summit Avenue. It's a beautiful setting, great food, great activities. It's fun. I love it. They used to have a little race and people would dress up in German costumes, and I've covered it and ran it. So it's fun. And, of course, the Twins are playing this weekend, starting tomorrow. Tomorrow,
yeah, well, actually, they play tonight, too. But, yeah, if you want to talk about it, it's a weekend event. Tomorrow's Tampa.
Yeah. Yep, Tampa Bay Rays. So, you know, you can go down and check out a Twins game. You know, and they're reasonable. Tickets start at $20. It's just a fun day at the ballpark. I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm a big CHAS Field fan, so I think they're playing this weekend as well.
Yeah, they're playing Rochester this weekend.
Yeah.
So if you're in St. Paul and all night, you can sneak in over there. You can have all kinds of fun. Yeah. And, you know, it's just fun to hear you talking about all these events because it makes me feel like we're getting there.
I know. It makes you feel like things are coming back, and it just kind of gives you a ray of hope that you know, there's the summer's going to return to a little bit of normal. But, you know, I don't know. I know so many friends right now that have COVID. I'm like, geez, this thing isn't totally going away.
I know.
Yeah. I haven't had it yet, though. Have you had it yet?
Nope, I've not had it. I've, you know, knock on wood. I when somebody asked me that, I almost hate to say I haven't had it because I feel like, here comes karma.
I know. I feel the same way. And, you know, and I haven't had it. And there's that part of me that goes, all right, let's just get through this. And let's get it out of my way. And
there is a part of you that says, let's get her done and get the antibodies, whatever. But now everybody's getting it for a second time. And you're going, I don't know anymore. But as long as I don't have it, I'll enjoy it. And we'll go about it. Hey, Todd, thank you so much. Good to talk to you again.
Always a great talking to you as well. And I'll be posting and supporting you for your thoughts as well, buddy.
I appreciate that. Yeah, and remember to text in and have your friends text in. Just something about Max. All you got to do is put Max, you're right on again. Listen to you every day. Okay, that's all you got to say.
I'm doing it right now. And I'll tell my friends right here at McGovern's. All right, buddy?
I appreciate that. Then go to Wally Westcott's, and I got a big following there. Todd Walker. Man about town. We come back. This is an interesting guest. Dr. Robbie Sicca works for the New York Yankees. He grew up here. He did. And he works for Timberwolves, the Denver Broncos. And he's cutting edge on a lot of different things, technology-wise with sports medicine and COVID-wise. And so, I've got great connections, folks. I got this great big network. So I just tap into it, and I give you what you want. Here it is. You're going to talk about the Yankees. You're going to talk about injuries. You're going to talk about COVID. You're going to talk about cures for COVID after you get it. All those things in one conversation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's free. Just keep it tuned right here to WCCO. Welcome back. I meet interesting people in my life, and then I like to share them with you. Dr. Robbie Sitka is one of them. Grew up right here, and he's been cutting edge of technology for sports medicine and beyond. And he works for, right now, the Denver Broncos and the New York Yankees, as well as a private practice. And the Yankees are in town, so I said, well, wouldn't it be fun to have Dr. Robbie on? He joins us in the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Great to talk to you.
What's it like to get invited to work for the New York Yankees?
You know, you never can predict when opportunities are going to happen. And, you know, I'm fortunate to work with great, I've worked with great teams like the Wolves and the Vikings over the years. But when Brian Cashman calls you and offers you an opportunity to work with an organization that's really a flagship group, you take that opportunity, and they've been a phenomenal organization. I take obviously no credit for the success this year. They've been great for a very, very long time, but just to see the way they operate has been such a great learning experience.
From where you sit, one of the things, I don't want you to give away any trade secrets, but one of the things you do in the medical industry is you have to assess injuries, long-term, short-term, all those things. Explain what you do and how it's changed over the years, because I had no idea how sophisticated sports medicine is getting.
You know, it's a great point, and it's this idea that, can you predict what's going to happen, and can you take a player and understand how they're going to develop, and how can you develop them in the safest, healthiest way possible so that they can be the best player that they can be? And a group like the Yankees obviously has a ton of resources, and so you get to try things. You get to try different technology. You get to try different ways of developing players. Those are opportunities for me to learn from really, really sharp people. They've got great strength coaches, great athletic trainers, another great doc in Dr. Ahmad. But above all, they ask a lot of questions. They want to understand, how can this guy get better? Hey, if this guy is not performing the way we expected, what can we do differently? And I think that's where sports medicine is headed. It's asking questions using data. It's not expecting that you're going to get all the answers.
Is some of that, I mean, are we still in the infancy stages? In other words, are you looking at x-rays and MRIs and saying, okay, if a guy's 30 years old and he's got cartilage problem in his right knee, we need to figure out what that's going to look like when he's 33. Is that in essence kind of what you're trying to do?
That's part of it. And I think that the x-rays are, you know, there are x-rays and MRI and ultrasound and CT scans. Those are all part of it. But we're also looking at everything from their genetics and how much they're running and what's their body composition today and how they're moving. And all of those things play a role. And then ultimately, if you're not protecting the player, you're not going to see them on the field. So the biggest availability is obviously, you know, the biggest ability is availability. But the most important thing is that the guys are performing. If you're the Yankees, the guys have to perform. You can protect them all you want and say, hey, I want to hold this guy back. But we want to get guys back fast and have them perform at their peak level. Return to performance is the new mindset and the new mantra, not return to sport or return to play. It's return to performance.
Dr. Robbie Sitka is our guest. You know, it makes sense because you're talking about big-time investments here, right? And to date, I'm not saying – but I mean, honestly, Robbie, just take the free agent market in the NFL. You don't have time, the way the collective bargaining agreement is structured, to really fine-tooth comb a guy. You can give him a physical afterwards. You can do some of that stuff. But to do the stuff that you want to do, do we need to slow that down a little bit? Because you better – if you don't want to sign him, guess what? Somebody else is.
Well, you know, there's always going to be a buyer.
There's always going to be a buyer, yeah.
Guys. Yeah, but what your job and what my job really is here is to make that list of guys that are viable shorter and give people an idea of, hey, if you want this guy, then here's what we're going to need to do, and here's how we're going to have to adjust, and here's how we're going to have to structure the rest of the organization and the rest of the salaries. And so, you know, we take way more information than you see out there on just ESPN. We're taking all of the public and private information, aggregating it, and yeah, we are in the infancy stages of being able to apply it in the sports medicine side, but we know that baseball is so far down the line on the analytics side, and the velocities that you're seeing now, I mean, how many guys throw in the high 90s into the triple digits now? So many guys. What are the consequences of that? And if you do sign a guy who's had a Tommy John, how long are they going to last? Are they going to last into their 30s? How can you predict that? That's where there's value. And being able to do that with organizations that have really great infrastructure on the research side and the analytics side gives me an opportunity to figure out things that I've missed. And that's been a fun part for me, is to see that, hey, there's certainly a lot for me to learn as well.
You know, like we saw Justin Verlander go through Tommy John. He came back and he threw just as hard or harder. Is that a process? We hear that term, you know, the Tommy John surgery so much. Is that one that they've perfected enough that you come back even stronger sometimes? Or does that depend on the person? Or what is it?
I think there's a lot of individual aspects to that. And it's just like, look, you know, we've gotten really good at total knee replacements. We've gotten pretty good at ACLs. Not everybody's going to be Adrian Peterson coming off an ACL. And that's where it takes a certain type of person. And Justin Verlander has got the right mindset. He's got the right physical capabilities. He's also built up a career of certain types of mechanics that will allow him to come back. And then you've got to have the expectations. And, you know, we know that players coming into their second year after Tommy John surgery are much better than they are in their first year. But a credit to a lot of the physical therapists, not just at the major league and professional sports level, we've gotten really good at rehabbing these types of people in the community. Everything that we're doing is trickling down into the TRIAs and the Twin Cities Orthopedics so that young pitchers are able to come back. And that's the interesting thing, is that young pitchers who have early career Tommy John do come back and have very long, productive careers. You're not just 37 when you tear your UCL. There's 18-year-olds that come back, and they come back, and they're terrific afterwards.
All right, Dr. Robbie Sitka, let me give you three. Which one would be the best predictor of a baseball player? Genetics, age, or mechanics? As to which one you would look most closely at as to their breakdown?
I think mechanics are critical, and they are the manifestation of the genetics and everything else. And so we really do look at, like, if you have an unorthodox style and everybody's got a little bit of their own thing, but if you have clean mechanics, it's probably a reflection of your genetics. So I kind of got a 2-for-1 answer there.
That's okay. Well, what's it like to walk into a room with Aaron Judge and Stanton and Rizzo and all those people and talk shop with them?
it's a humble group. And that's the fun part is, you know, when you're around successful people and they're still humble and they're still trying to get answers, like they want to win a World Series. They haven't won one since 2009. They're hungry. And I really respect that. And I respect that about their front office. Like they really want to win and they want to set a legacy with this group. And I really respect that. Gerrit Cole's another great example of somebody who he wants
pitching
to win.
Tonight.
Yep. And you're going to see a pitcher at the peak of his craft. So I think it's a fun night for Twins fans to come out and see, you know, Byron Buxton's playing awesome. You know, you've got Correa coming back off COVID now. You've got a lot of fun things to see tonight at Target Field. It's a fun time to be a Minnesota sports fan and enjoy the Twins being a really competitive team. The Wolves are going to be good. The Hikes are going to be good. The Wild are good. Gophers football is going to be good. It's a lot of fun.
Orono Tennis won the state championship. Your alma mater, yes. Everybody's good in your world.
It's not a
hey,
bad
let
time
me ask you a
Robbie.
COVID question, though. I hear this, and you've done a lot of work on COVID. They say it's not just coming back and, you know, once you've served your time, so to speak, you know, you got to sit out so long like Carlos Correa. It's that COVID fatigue is a piece of this equation. So you come back, but that doesn't mean you're going to play at a world-class level. What have you seen in your studies of COVID? Because you've done a lot with it.
You know, we just did an important study on about 7,000 NCAA athletes, and we found that 4% of peak college athletes, these are the top 18 to 22-year-olds in the country, developed long COVID. So this idea that it's totally benign for young, healthy people is not real. Now, if you were vaccinated, 1% of people in that population got long COVID. So vaccination still is a mainstay. The masks, they do work. Paxlovid is an absolute game changer in terms of reducing the amount of viral shedding and getting you back to work and getting you non-contagious faster. I think the most important thing that people need to know about COVID is that you shouldn't want to get this. Like, this is not something that you get it and you can get it again. And there's not some additive effect. Like, there's probably a cumulative effect here that people should actively try and not get sick. It's hard to avoid in the community. And we know that when you're out with COVID, when you come back in sports, there's a higher risk for injury, partly because of deconditioning and partly because of the inflammatory process of the virus. So that's something that we're dealing with right now in baseball, where, you know, there's a lot of players who are coming back off COVID and they're at a higher risk for soft tissue injury. There's an excellent study that looked at this in soccer. And for people out there who want a real concrete example, the best example is Leo Messi said this week that he came back and it took him 6 weeks to be able to run after getting COVID.
Wow.
He was not able to run at that level that the second or third best soccer player in the world was able to run at. And he said it's been months. He had 5 goals the other day, and he said he's still affected by COVID.
Wow.
Jason Tatum in the NBA Finals had an inhaler for over a year after COVID.
Wow. You forget this, because and it's not because they can't function maybe in society, but they got to get to a world-class level to win a championship. Last question. At your rehab center, you're doing some really interesting things with weight training, et cetera, to make it real simple and convenient. What have you found?
So we are using Tonal in a lot of unique settings. I'm a consultant for Tonal, and what we found is that it's the perfect product for the young person who's trying to understand their own data and the digital aspect of sort of their own performance and their strength training. It's the smartest gym available. It'll help you understand how to lift weights, how to get stronger, how to be your healthiest. And there's very few products that can help you overcome that. Hey, like, what weight do I start at for a biceps curl? How strong am I? The AI and the capabilities of this device using digital weights and artificial intelligence are truly unbelievable. So if you're interested in learning more about Tonal, you can certainly visit tonal.com or go to Nordstrom's and really try out something that we think is not only going to be a game changer for people's general health, but we think that it's probably going to ultimately be something that you see just about everywhere.
Dr. Sitka, appreciate it very much. Let's do another lunch or breakfast again soon, but fun to visit with you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Mike. All the best.
You bet. Dr. Robbie Sitka works for the Broncos, and they just got sold for whatever, billions of dollars, and the Yankees, and they're worth billions of dollars. You people are texting me left and right. I'll share some when we come back. All right, let me read some of these texts. Outstate Minnesota, listening to you, Mike, you've got our support. People don't like someone who speaks common sense. Hang in there. And proud to be an American. At least listening to you today, Max, you are right on. I agree and support Maxie's view on protesting in front of Judge Kavanaugh's house. I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm saying that you're idiots for doing it. That's what I'm saying. They didn't write that. I said that part. Maxie, I'm totally with you on the gun topic. This country is nuts. And then, here's the thing. Some of you wrote in about calling Kavanaugh Chief Justice and about a semi-automatic weapon. It could be a shotgun, okay? I get it. But to me, those are semantics. Kavanaugh is a sitting judge in the Supreme Court. Maybe he's not Chief Justice. You have whatever title you want. You know who he is, okay? He's a guy that gets to wear that robe in the Supreme Court. Semi-automatic, automatic. If you can fire a bunch of rounds, that's what I'm talking about. Why can't we ban those? I'm not talking about shotguns. So let's not get caught up in all the language and the nuance of this. I'm saying you shouldn't be able to shoot a machine gun. I can't see where that would serve anybody well. And I'm saying I don't care if you want to call him Justice, Chief Justice. He's a sitting judge in the Supreme Court, and you're protesting in front of his house after an assassination attempt on him. And you can say, as long as you're on the public streets, we have the right to protest. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And he has a family and neighbors and all those things. And I don't think that's the way to handle it. But that's just me. Mike, same can be asked of you. Why do you hunt? You can buy all the food you want. Why do people restore old gas-burning collector cars? Because we can. And the same, I guess, the analogies with protest. Anyway, Ron Shero, we just woke him up. He will join us just after 5 o'clock on WCCO, I promise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 la,
Rules and restrictions may apply.